Patient's first name is J-E-R-R-Y, last name V-A-N-N. It's a workman's comp case. Date of birth, 071669. Date of encounter, 072324. History of present illness. Patient presents the day post-surgery on the left hand third digit that was unsuccessful in removing all of the nail and now requires a surgery clearance after 58 days of the first surgery because they're going to go back in and take another couple millimeters. He's had no changes in health status, no reports of lightheadedness, dizziness, feeling like he's going to pass out, or any changes in his health. He requests an EKG as well as labs per the surgeon's request. Next paragraph, medical history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, surgical history, left hand surgery, and right leg surgery also. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history, no reports of alcohol or drug use. Next paragraph, physical exam, no acute distress, alert and oriented times 3, EENT exams within normal limits. Neck is supple with no lymph node enlargement, respiratory systems, breath sounds appreciated in all quadrants and clear, no expiratory wheezes, cardiovascular system, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs or gallops, abdomen is soft and non-tender, there is an umbilical hernia appreciated with no sounds, bowels in the hernia, extremities non-tender, full range of motion, skin without rash or lesions. I did note that on the left hand, third digit, approximately 90% of the distal joint space is gone. There is observed nail growth that's embedded but not infected in his finger. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment, left finger amputation, or left hand's finger amputation. Plan is to clear for surgery and the follow-up as needed.